In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts. Where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in Big Bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission.
It's one word that's going to pierce your stratosphere, that's going to take you to a whole other level. It's that one word that the universe has been knocking on your door. Can you hear the universe asking you to be open? To open your eyes to the possibility of everything in and around you. To open yourself up to the plausibility of who you are. To open yourself to remembering what's possible. To opening up your voice and claiming this moment. Take a breath. Breathe in passion. Breathe our purpose and open.
Open, huh? The universe is asking us to be open. That sounds like a relatively easy thing to do. Simple by nature. We've made the bumper sticker already. Most of us own the t-shirt. We've made it viral on Facebook. We're constantly sharing something. We're constantly putting our name behind something, behind this idea of being open, behind this idea of being transparent, behind this idea of being authentic. And yet, are we ready? Because let's face it, if we're really open, we're open to spectrums, we're open to possibilities, we're open to so much more. And open has a lot of connotations, a lot of different avenues, a lot of different foot trails that we can go down, a lot of different what-ifs. What if this was possible? What if that? An open form. Fluidity in motion. That's kind of what the universe is really calling us to do. Yes, we do need structure. Yes, we do need to plant ourselves. And yes, we do need to know ourselves in all of that. But in the natural unfoldment, we need to be open to being open. To being open to evolving. To being open to asking those big, prominent questions rather than the woulds and the shoulds and the coulds. The what-ifs. The what's possible. The where to from here, without dampening the spirits and getting into the how, like our human consciousness tends to want to do. Let's face it, we've all been there. We all want to know how to get to that very next place and take that very next big bold step or baby step into the thing that we're trying to show up for. But what does it really mean to be open? Does it mean to be okay with the silence? To just be? To be present in the moment without having to have a narrative or a structure or an agenda to any sort of thing? Hence, I'm going at this particular recording with zero agenda and just seeing where this conversation takes us. Open to whatever needs to come up, whatever resonates, permeates, bubbles up. crystallizes in this conversation. In the context of something we all know. In the spaces between me and the spaces between you and the spaces between us and the spaces in between. To be able to trust that space. Perhaps the biggest lesson to learn as humanity, I know I'm learning it tenfold. And I don't think it's one of those things that we can ever really tick off the list. I mean, do you have a list of like lessons you've learned and kind of go, yeah, I've done that. Like I've moved through it. I've had that breakthrough. I can finally like karmically say I can release that. And maybe you can. Maybe you've gotten to that point where you can really, truly, absolutely drop the membrane and drop the fluid stuff that makes that, to just morph that DNA into something else completely. But very often, in our own process, in our own unfolding, we find ourselves being back at the beginning. And we get blocked in and locked in to how did we get here, asking the wrong questions at, of course, the very wrong times. And not trusting, not knowing that there's a reason, a lesson, an experience to be had. That there's something in this for someone. To be okay with not knowing where to take things. I'm in a space where I'm not knowing something. I'm totally owning it. Hands up, that's me. I don't know how to do something. And it's actually kind of really exciting. I was actually just having this conversation with one of my Wisdom Council members, the amazing Bill, and we were kind of talking about how in this whole process and in this whole shift age and in my own evolution, I've just been kind of going through some breakdowns and some breakthroughs, but there's this excitement, there's this anticipation, and there's this yayness to not knowing and to just kind of knowing that there's something coming out of it on the other side, and it's gonna be awesome. Because it is. Because I choose it that way. And my great thing, my open invitation lesson to be learned from the news universe right now, is how to live, create, and do, be really, ultimately, from a place of open form. See, there's a podcast, there's other kind of narratives, there's a whole bunch of particular things that are happening without form. And I mean that with open form, not without form, because I guess we wouldn't be able to exist without form, because then we wouldn't be human. We'd be back in the universe, or back in some other form or entity, not in this current incarnation. Taking our businesses, leading our brands, and making that critical, transformative, transcending change, impact, illumination, forward thinking, innovation into the world. Instead, what happens is we close ourselves. We relive the same day over and over and over and over again. We've basically just created our own Groundhog Day, except in our books, sometimes this Groundhog Day doesn't last a day. It isn't put onto some US calendar, per se, but it's something that becomes our existence. That we're trying to redo the same stuff over and over and over and over again, expecting different results. Einstein calls that crazy. I tend to agree. Even though I've had my moments of being there, and I most probably still may have my moments of being there, closing myself up, getting my whole little stubborn Capricorn thing going, and pedal to the metal, and workaholic old mentality and just close myself into that. But that's not what I'm choosing. That's not where I'm going in this whole conversation. Notice where you're going. Notice where you're just sharing something because you're just trying to put your name behind it. Because there's a bit of ego attached to that. Is that even open? If we take the open word and dissect it, and I don't mean dissect it as in getting into the language of it, but we can see how many degrees of openness there are. Just like we've noticed that there's 6 degrees of separation, there's an infinite amount of degrees of openness. Transparency, authenticity, consciousness, purpose, meaning, and a whole wedge of words that may live in between or thereafter. Who knows? I'm open. I'm open to discovering what those words are, what those realms are, what those possibilities are, what that universe is showing up. Who knows where it will go? Not for the quest of finding out who knows, but for the quest of asking what if. So where else are we not being open, not being trusting, not being in our element? Well, how courageous are you? How courageous have you been in the last, let's say, 10 minutes, since before the start of this podcast, or let's say the last 24 hours, or right, I'll give you a day. How courageous have you actually been? And I'm not talking about this roar. I'm not talking about this over-the-top kind of skydiving courage, because I'm not even going there. No. Or anywhere near spiders, for that matter. Though they seem to like to find me. Back to courage. I just went somewhere else where I did not want to go. Shut up. Anyway, courage. When last have you really been courageous? When have you really last made that bang and really showed the universe who you really are? In all your guts and glory, in all your bruising and vulnerability, in all your splendor. Can we really have a world like that? Can we, is this such a volatile concept to bring in? Is this the new nuclear power of our own universe? Volatile, destructive, disruptive, anarchist? Really? Is that what courage is? Is that what openness is? Is that what leaning away forward is? Is that what is coming up, what I'm resonating with, this whole idea of open form or fluid form? Really? Truly? Honestly? And absolutely? Infinitum? Are we okay with just being open to the unknown of that conversation? And just in that, just in kind of going, hey, you know what? I don't know, but I'm gonna stick around. I'm gonna be here. Not out of stubbornness, not out of having to prove something, but just because there's a resonance, a understated, oh so deserving, clear meeting space that's shared between me and you, wherever you find yourself in this big, big blue, whether it's in the bustling streets of New York City, hailing a morning cab, or wedged on a coffee shop in that corner little space where you get to see the pulse of the world hitting you by, but you're actually on the pulse of it, and it's actually on the pulse of you, and you don't even know which one's feeding each other, apart from the endless streams of cappuccinos and espressos that keep crossing your desk. Or across the calmer, graceful beachfronts of some magical tropical island. I've got Bali fever kind of coming up for me, so I'm picturing Bali right now. Not that I've been, but it's coming up for reasons you may know. And if you do, woohoo! What does it mean to be open? I was watching Idols the other day. Now I know we're watching an earlier season, but there was one particular contestant. Oh, I forgot her name. She's got this blue hair. She's just this punky, funky, really electronic kind of girl who's just got this really unique kind of voice. And she was singing a Keith Urban song. And it was just so beautiful because she had this whole big twang of how she was going to reproduce it with her accordion and this kind of really country feel, which of course is very Keith Urban, but she took it in a whole other dimension and he was just laughing his head off the whole performance. And in between the moments of the song, in between the wording of the song, she would just burst out into spontaneous combustion of laughter, kind of going, oh my goodness, I am being so open right now, I am being so vulnerable right now, I am being so in my element right now. I can't believe this is happening. Like, every emotion that was going through her was coming through. And of course we saw her back in earlier events where she'd forget the words and she was completely on the other side of that tandem swing. And we could feel all that kind of frequencies, but it didn't kind of pull us in as much as this kind of bubbling, infectious laughter in between words, filling up the spaces of the notes and the musicality in between. For me, she was such a pure example of courage and openness. Because, hey, who knows, she may have forgotten something. She may have messed up a chord, but she was just so in it that you wouldn't have taken her out of her gravitational pull for the life of you. Are you up for that kind of living? Are you up for that kind of playing? Are you up for those kind of conversations? And I mean, I'm just talking about a wedge of openness. A wedge that's coming up for me, a wedge that's permeating or being more visible in the kind of conversations that I'm having with the masterminders, the think tankers, the incubating leaders, the summit thought leaders that have come on board, and the wisdom council that has been wedged in between all those different things. From working with clients to just consciously watching this planet in its entirety, but only in a fragment of that entirety, if that makes any sense. And just seeing that openness, even if it's behind closed doors, even if you don't realize that Big Brother is watching, and this isn't about Big Brother or politics, I should not have gone there, this isn't about conspiracy theories or aliens, I should not have gone there either. We're not talking about those kind of supernova, astronomical things happening. We might talk about Wave X, and we might talk about other stuff, but we're not going there. So just run along. We're closing that door. I know I said open, but okay, I walked into that one. I know I'm closing this door on that. Can you really be everything to everyone? Be open and be present and be solid in yourself. Can you really be evolving, fluid, evolutionary, and still be you? Yes. Yes, you can. And there's a magical space where that happens. It's an evolving space. It's never the same structure, never the same landscape or terrain underneath your feet, but it's a place to land, and it's pretty stable. It's what I like to call your own seed of evolution, your own signature seed, that core element that defines you in this moment, that gives you a vessel to kind of move forward in and still move into open, uncharted waters of your choosing, of your depth, of your grandeur, of your effortless, leisurely ease, or hectically topsy-turvy creation. You get to decide how disruptive you want to make it. You get to describe how anarchist you want to get it. You get to be a revolutionary or an evolutionary. It's your call. You're open to that. You make that right here, right now. Can I hear it? I'm not hearing it. What are you actually open for? Come on, guys. Let's have that conversation. Where is it that you're actually wanting to step in? Because right now we're on the cusp of a couple of weeks towards the end of the year, and we could close ourselves in, box ourselves in, shut ourselves off and go, well, I'll just hang around here in suspended animation, in limbo, kind of like just floating along in this little black hole, in this corner back pocket, and just float along, nobody's going to notice me, be that kind of player who doesn't rock the boat, who doesn't contribute, who just is a fly on the wall, living a fly on the wall existence, and maybe better luck next time. Until we find ourselves again in this exact same moment in time next year, having this conversation on replay. In fact, maybe I should just do that. I've just created an infinitum podcast that lives on this day forever in multitude of dimensions. How's that for open? I mean, isn't that the nature of content either? To be evergreen? To be something that's an ongoing continuum narrative? That we move out of this boxed-in story and we have the narrative that really matters? I'm going all over the show, and yet I'm not. I'm in my open form, really, with a whole wedge of possibilities being thrown out at you in complete courage of sounding like I don't know what I'm talking about, but knowing that I know what I know, and knowing that I'm leaving from this space, and that there is a resonance because, hey, at 20 minutes, we're still in this conversation together. We're still present for each other. You're open for me so that I can be open for you. And just that is a beautiful gift. Just that is one of the ways you get to be open. To just hear somebody. To just be in a conversation with somebody. To notice that you're in a conversation as well with yourself. A conversation with your universe. A conversation with what you want to create in your own existence and how you shape content, how you move forward in an open form as well, should you choose to have that kind of openness, like moi. But you don't need to have it in open form. You can go and dance around openness on a lot more intimate scale. Not that that's not intimate, but you get to decide how big your next big bold step is going to be. But just knowing that you take a step, a shuffle, a leaning in, a commitment to leaning in, a invitation grasping moment, that in that you are being open. But here's the trick about that. It doesn't live just on a bumper sticker. It's not just something you update on your status or put in your blog archives. It's a living, breathing embodiment. It's that typo I just had. It's being okay with that and the spaces in between that. To taking a pause because you've just gone off center. And hey, that's human too. Notice what openness is for you and embrace it in your fullness, in your breath, in every being of your DNA. Because as an entrepreneur, as well, as a change maker, as a luminary, as a radical, as a consciousness, as a thought leader, as a content shaper, storyteller, truth seeker, spiritualist, running out of words, should have prepped that, no, that would be going against openness. But you get where I'm going with this, right? I mean, there's a few adjectives to kind of lean into a direction, and still be open, still be doing good there. Not boxing myself too much in, but kind of keeping on form. Good, good, good. Said she who has gone off form. There was a point to all of this. There really was. Right. This is awkward. Just slightly awkward. Openness. Okay, let's backtrack back into openness and maybe we'll find ourselves back in openness and where we were going with openness and all open related matters of the heart and the soul and the universe. Oh yes, I just found it up again. Yay, I love it when that happens. So notice where you want to be open in your brand. Because branding isn't something that's just your logo and just your t-shirt. I'm surprised you even have a t-shirt. But cool, you know, I'm sure it's a really funky design. Unless you own a t-shirt company, I mean, but then you naturally would have a t-shirt. Anyway, I'm going to go off track, so I better just veer back onto openness. I'm closing myself off here. But just notice that your brand is part of you and is a part of an invitation to be open, to really show up in full frontal kind of space and to really just say what matters, to be what matters. I think that's the key. Openness to be what matters. Thank you, universe, for just dropping that little nugget into existence. That's gonna be a tweetable. So she who's talked about tweeting as a bad thing, but it's good in, you know, stuff form, but yeah. So, beingness is a state of openness. Beingness in your truest form, in that most authentic expression of what that could be for you, in just what's really coming up for you, and just what's needing to be said in that moment, in that time. I'm reminded of a really cool little metaphor, story thing, that's just begging to be shared right here. A little boy was tasked to watch a river, and it was a beautiful day. Maybe I should have started with that content, context. Anyway, a little boy was asked to watch the water in the river, and he noticed a little petal or a little feather moving along that had fallen from a plant or a bird. Let's go with feather. No, let's go with petal. Petal. A petal from a rose that lived down side the river that had flowed in on a gentle summer's breeze and landed in the river and was bobbing along on a magical journey, following the river where only the river knows it can go. And this little boy noticed this little beautiful ruby red petal floating along the river. And he started to follow it. He started to be mystical and magical and thought it was the most amazing thing. He didn't get very far when the elder who had tasked him with this mission came back to him and said, "What are you doing? I asked you to watch this piece of the river." He was so excited about this little rose petal that had come into his world, wondering whether he should fish it out or just watch where it would go, or see if it'll sink, or, you know, things that boys do. I can't really speak to those kind of things. So, tap into your little boy mentality and complete the story, or complete what he was thinking in your own accord. Make it yours. Go on. No, you want to. And when the elder kind of checked in with him, he said, no, the minute you follow that rose petal and you leave that part of the river, you've now been submerged into it. You're now not watching what's happening, but now you're trying to project where this petal's going to go, what it's going to be like, and you've got lost in the story of the petal. This is where turmoil happens. This is where we get lost. This is where we get closed up. Because we've forgotten about the content. We've forgotten about the context of which something is happening in. And we made it about a particular being, incident, or catastrophe, or celebration, or party, or event that is happening in that present incantation. But if we're present, we'll know that in this moment, the river was filled with petals. In that moment, the river was filled with a reflective, glistening quality and a quiet stillness. In this moment, that particular patch of river was filled with gale force wind that shattered its water and pushed it and molded it and just kind of made it go into body ache, into all those different things. That's a kind of openness that I guess we're looking to cultivate. Maybe that's the kind of openness the universe is inviting us to do. And maybe that's just another wedge of openness that we can take into the conversation, along with trust, along with vulnerability, along with all the beautiful other lessons that come with openness. See, I guess that's the never-ending, expansive fascination with being open. You get to decide what openness means for you. You get to decide what that challenge is for you. You get to set your mission parameters. But here's a warning, or a word to the wise, clever you are. Notice where you would need to do something with courage. It doesn't have to be a huge roar. It just needs to be something that propels you forward, that moves your needle into flow. That is the kind of openness that the universe is asking you of. And it could be one, it could be two, it could be 10, there could be 100 lessons of openness that you're needing to bring into any moment of your life, business, brand, purpose, and the way you lead the spaces in between. The spaces in between me and the spaces in between you. The spaces between one breath in and one breath out. Because the universe did say it. It's all about breathing in passion and breathing out purpose. It's that little continual honoring of openness that keeps the conversation open. And with that, ironically, I move into a space of not closing this conversation. I almost wanted to say that. I almost wanted to go back to the old form of things. I'm really trying, guys. I really, really am. This is a new narrative of never-ending story thing. It also happens to be a buzzword in storytelling and content creation and really just being in an unfolding kind of space. And the skill sets that are really going to need to come into play to move the universe into lay. Yay! So, we're all kind of in this together, we're all learning this as we go along. And here's where the story splinters. What's your mission? What is it that you're connecting to? What is it that you're giving life force to? Where are you being open? Let's kind of check in around the world, around the globe, from New York to Pompeii to Thailand to Bali to Mexico to Poland. Cheers, good to see you guys again. To Espanol, well, not Espanol, it's a language. To Spain, Argentina, Peru, Canada, Alaska, Greenland, Attica, Antarctica. I'm not going to get into the whole globe thing because we're so much bigger than the globe, but into our big blue Earth star that we're living on, that we're breathing consciousness into, and that we're leading from to create that business, brand, and purpose that moves us closer to tomorrow's, that connects us to the moments, that serves the universe, that serves our tribes, and of course that keeps taking the needle into flow. It's kind of an obvious, right? So here's to the bum 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 kind of musical interlude of where the story goes. Right now it's pivoting. It's in a moment between moments. And where the story goes, where this mission takes us, and what new missions come on board as we move along and play along and have these conversations, is up for the universe to kind of channel based on not customer needs, not market needs, but actually consciousness needs. Yep, there's such a thing. So if you're interested in having more conversations, keep this flowing, keep it open, stay in open form, find your openness and courageously commit to it. And I guess, instead of saying goodbye, the only thing else I can think of is to go and kind of think of a commercial break. Or a pivot. Or something. I don't know. Let's go. Let's play.